And we're talking ceiling fans here at Rosie on the House this particular hour with special guest Mr. David May, lighting and fan manufacturing factory rep. What are some of the brands that you rep?
I represent Mika Air Ceiling Fans.
Mika.
They've been online for about 25 years now. We're probably the number three fan company in the nation.
I'm thinking they're like, they tend to be kind of to the contemporary look,
don't
they?
You're exactly right. Yeah, we do a number of traditional fans, of course, but our bent has definitely leaned towards the more contemporary fans. We do a lot of the new big 84, 96-inch diameter fans as well.
All right, let's talk about the science of air movement.
Definitely an interesting topic, and one that there's more questions than answers sometimes from consumers because they're just not as immersed as you and I are. One question is, how many blades should we have on a particular ceiling fan?
Intuitively, you think, well, the more air I want to move, the more blades I want.
Surprisingly, it's a lot like an airplane propeller. The original ceiling fans had two blades, and they provided one of the best air movements there were because there was less turbulence for each blade, and therefore it caught a fresh cut of air. New blade designs have allowed us to get that same performance with as many as 8 blades. So now aesthetics seem to be a strong component with ceiling fans, and performance has been equalized with new blade designs, so it isn't really as critical whether you have 3 blades, 5 blades, 8 blades, or 2 blades.
That's relatively new, right?
It is. In the last 10 years, we've seen ceiling fan performance increases that have not been expected. And a lot of it has been related to new energy-saving motors, which have pressed new technologies and blade designs that have followed some basics that NASA had developed back in the 80s on blades.
Mike from Tucson called in. He said he heard me on the show years ago talk about the fan that moves the most air is the single-bladed fan.
You're exactly right. And I think that's where it's so important, as you mentioned earlier, to couple not only the amount of air, but the velocity. So that single blade fan moves an equal amount of air as potentially a 3-blade fan, but it may not move it at the same speed. And that can be the difference.
All right. Interesting. Well, I want to talk more about this science, but we do have a caller from Tucson, Cecilia. Let's bring her into the conversation because she has a question specifically about installing a particular ceiling fan. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning. Good morning. I love your show. I have been a long-time listener.
Well, thank you, Cecilia. What are you trying to get done around the house today?
Well, in my bedroom, the master bedroom is the only room in the house that does not have a ceiling fan in it. And it's because, I think it's because it has it's a steeple roof, and it's a very, very high roof, and there is no light fixture on the ceiling, zero.
Okay. All right.
So my question is, what kind of fan do I need to get for a slant ceiling, number one? It's a large bedroom, so how many blades? And then number three, how do I hide the wiring or how do I install it if there is no light fixture in the room to start with?
Okay, let's address those from the very beginning, okay? So, large, vaulted, master bedroom, no center suspended light currently up there. We want to get a ceiling fan up there. Dave, take her through the steps.
Well, the first thing we're going to have to do is check to make sure you've got access in that ceiling space to install a J-box. That way your electrician can fish a switch leg down to the wall. If they can't switch a fish leg down into the wall, we are fortunate that most ceiling fans offer a remote control option. So if we can get power to an electrical box in the center of that room, we can actually control a fan without having a wall switch.
Okay, very good. So getting the power there, you're probably going to need an electrician, Cecilia. If it's a scissor truss, there's probably a little bit of room up there. We can always get power there. It's going to take a little bit of drywall removal in little notches and crevices, but those can all be patched. You can get power up there. You've got to make sure they open the ceiling up enough that you put a fully certified ceiling fan junction box. Those have to be properly anchored.
You know, there's no question the biggest mistake most folks make and have problems with fans is they have a loose or an insecure electrical box. So you couldn't be more right on that, Rosie.
They go into an older home that has a center mount light fixture in the bedroom. They remove the light fixture and they just hang the fan on that box.
That light fixture was what we used to call a bedroom dish. It had a bowl, a piece of glass, and two sockets. It weighs about half a pound. So yeah. Yes, you got to have a secure mounting point.
Okay, so we get the secure mounting point. We decide whether we want it switched or remote control, and now it's way high up there. How far down from the ceiling should we suspend this thing?
You know, what we're often trying to get the fan level down to is somewhere between 8 and 10 feet off the floor.
Okay.
We've got extension rods with most fan manufacturers that would be as long as 6 feet. So I would imagine in most residential homes, we're going to be able to accomplish that 9 foot, 8 foot, 9 foot, 10 foot mounting height from even your vaulted ceiling.
And the vaulted ceiling, does that present any particular challenge to the mounting bracket?
Most ceiling fans do have a ball and socket type of mounting system that'll accommodate up to about a 20-degree slope. If you get beyond that 20-degree slope, most manufacturers will have an adapter that'll allow you to get up all the way to 40 degrees.
Okay.
And that's pretty darn steep.
And in a big room, how do you properly size the fan? You know what? I don't think we're going to have time to address that. Cecilia, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to have to take a hard break here for bottom of the hour news. So we're talking Cecilia through getting that ceiling fan mounted in the master bedroom. We were talking velocity earlier. You know, there's two rooms in the house I like a little velocity. That's the ceiling fan in my master bedroom. I like to move a lot of air. And on my back patio, I like to move a lot of air. The other places in the room, I just like to stir the air just a little bit. So we're going to talk about that and the science of air movement, the different ceilings, fans that are available, the different fan orientations and blade orientations. But we're going to finish talking Cecilia through getting this fan mounted in her master bedroom. Cecilia, you're great.